Welcome back to Casting Actors Cast, your go-to destination for all things theater and acting. I'm your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting. And today, we're delving deep into the world of summer theater acting opportunities. Summer stock, summer theaters, coming up next.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. As I mentioned, I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting partner with McCorkle Casting in New York City. I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a good day and I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to share a little bit about that summer theater thing. You might be thinking that you need to do something for the summer. You know what? I think you're in the right place. But first, this is that moment where I get to say thank you for tuning in. Please go to the website, castingactorscast, alloneword.com. There's a form that says dive into the talent pool. Please fill that out. If you do that, it's going to offer some freebies for you. It's going to provide a downloadable PDF link to a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. Also, there's a video. It's a free 20-minute video called Casting Secrets, What They Don't Tell You, just by filling out that form. Also, there are archived episodes of the podcast that you can check out as well. Over 300 episodes are available to you right now. So if you're new to Casting Actors Cast, this is a great way to sort of binge out on some of these episodes, and it's so great that you are here. Finally, here's my shout out to my friends at Actors Connection, and also the announcement from Creative Coaching Partners. They're producing a course called The Art of the Audition. The Art of the Audition is now available through Creative Coaching Partners. And there is some really great classes and courses that are available. Mine is 7 modules in a 1-hour course, but I promise you it's going to change the way you view auditions just by checking it out and taking a look at the offering. I think it's going to be really, really popular and very, very successful. So I'm excited to be able to share that with you. Now let's jump into the subject at hand. Summer theater isn't just about sunshine and warm nights. It isn't. It's about a vibrant playground, I think, for actors to sharpen their skills and explore new horizons, also forge lasting connections. So I think you should grab your metaphorical sunscreen and join me as we talk about the magic of summer theater. Now, sometimes people say summer stock, and that's a little bit of a misnomer, I think. Summer stock kind of is a harken back to the 40s and the 50s and the 60s when you had like the straw hat circuit where you would put together a show in 1 week and then go from town to town to town showing off that show, oftentimes done in a tent. Very popular in the Northeast. But that's changed rather dramatically. Now we have professional summer theaters kicking off. Oftentimes it's directed towards tourists, but other times it's just really a way for a college or a university to continue their summer training. But it's also just a great opportunity for actors. So something to think about. So let's delve into this a little bit. First off, what do you think makes a summer theater such a hotbed, pun intended, a hotbed for actors? Well, I think it's important to consider this. There is a condensed rehearsal period, a diverse range of productions, I think, and a chance to perform in a variety of venues. Now, this is kind of what I call a whirlwind experience. It not only challenges actors to think on their feet, but it pushes them to delve deeper into characters, resulting in accelerated growth and, honestly, some excellent professional development. Now, we're talking about outdoor amphitheaters, under the stars, cozy black box theaters, summer stages. Summer theater stages come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, and each venue offers its own set of challenges and rewards, allowing actors to really, honestly, flex their creative muscles and adapt to a different performance environment. But what about the audition process, you might be asking? How can actors increase their chances of landing a coveted role in a summer production? Well, listen, I think it all boils down to three areas that need to be addressed. One, preparation. Two, perseverance. And three, perhaps just a dash of networking savvy. So let's go back over these and kind of address each of these categories. One, preparation. It's really valuable to find out where the jobs are. Where do you find out the jobs for summer theaters? Well, one for sure is breakdown services, actors access. Breakdown services will often give a listing of those summer theaters that are looking for actors to perform in their projects. So definitely check that out. I think another one to check out is Backstage, backstage.com. Now, many times Backstage does an entire article on the summer theater, so you might need to go into the archives a little bit and check out some previous articles that Backstage might have. But you might find something relatively new in terms of Backstage listing these summer theater jobs, and they're updated almost all the time. Also, you know that colleges in your area, perhaps community theaters in your area, also community colleges, I know, are doing all kinds of programming for their summer theater. So that's something to take a look at as well. Now, I also want to turn you on to, there is a really cool website that I want you to know about, and that's called thecastingconnection.net. thecastingconnection.net, thecastingconnections, all one word, .net. Now, there is a comprehensive, all across the United States, listing of every summer theater, their website, how do you contact them. It even includes how much they pay their actors. So I can't stress that enough as a very excellent reference for you to check out. Now, the other area is perseverance, and this is often overlooked. And I'm not quite sure why, but putting the word out, letting people know that this is something that you are interested in, somehow that gets lost. Have you told your aunt and uncle? Have you told your relatives that this is something that you're looking for? And do they know of any summer theaters? It's also important to have material ready to go. So material like your audition material I'm talking about, your picture and your resume, obviously, but do you have some music ready? Do you have some songs ready to go? Do you have some monologues ready to go? Now, depending upon where you're applying and what you're looking for, just make sure all of those ducks are in a row. So when the opportunity presents itself, you will be ready. So again, don't forget to let everybody know. It's really useful. My suggestion is to look locally. Look in the local, your local area, summer theater, community theater, summer stock stuff that might be available. And then I would suggest that you start looking a little larger, the concentric circle getting a little bit bigger, so you have a regional look at what might be available. Because it might be really commutable. You might be able to live at home or live wherever you're living and then go to that particular theater with, which means you don't have to get housing. They don't have to pay for your housing. That literally you can have a commute to and from the theater if you start locally, then branch out regionally. And then if that's not quite producing that kind of result or the result that you want, then statewide. Then grow that circle larger and larger so that you can make connections with every one of those summer projects, those summer theaters that are putting together performances. Also, know this, that summer theater isn't just about honing your craft. The most valuable thing I can share with you, in my mind, is also about building meaningful connections with fellow artists and industry professionals. Now, whether you're bonding over late night rehearsals or celebrating a successful opening night, I can tell you firsthand that the camaraderie forged in the heat of the summer is second to none. In fact, my first real professional acting job was at the Orleans Arena Theater in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I did some comedy stuff. I did some musical stuff. I also got up at 8 o'clock every morning to teach a tap class. Yeah, it was an outdoor stage that we had sort of thrown together so that everybody in the company could learn how to tap dance. It was one of those kinds of situations. Now, I don't think I was paid anything other than being given room and board. But you know what? For me, at age 18, that was enough. It was a fantastic summer experience. Of course, think about it. I mean, I was on Cape Cod. I mean, it was just fantastic. Since that time, and now that I'm in casting, I have seen so many summer theaters that are out there. For example, if you're interested in doing Shakespeare, Utah Shakespeare Festival, they do a rotating repertory of all kinds of productions, not just Shakespeare. And there are regional summer theaters all over the place. But anyway, I digress. Let's shift our gears and explore the range of opportunities that are out there in terms of summer theater. Like I mentioned, Shakespeare dramas. There's also contemporary works that are being done, new plays. I think there's something for every actor's taste and talent. Now, listen, finding your jam is a matter of exploring each of the venues you're familiar with and then reaching out. Some other theaters I can tell you that we are working on at McCorkle Casting is Barrington Stage Company, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It's a professional equity summer theater, although they go year-round. They're mostly known for their intense summer fare, and they have three performing opportunities, and they're always looking for places to perform, but they have a beautiful theater, beautiful facility. They have an internship program that's worthwhile checking out. There's all kinds of stuff happening at Barrington Stage Company. Now, if you're into contemporary theater, Contemporary American Theater Festival, located in Shepherdstown, is a theater we've been casting now for several years. You know, there are many, many regional theaters that you just might think of as not during the summer that are open. But many of these regional theaters are now taking on summer programs that is really worth investigating. Of course, no discussion of summer theater would be complete without addressing what I call the elephant in the room, the dreaded summer stock syndrome. As I mentioned earlier, summer stock is kind of a misnomer, really. The straw hat circuit was something that took place in the 40s and 50s, where you had 1 week to put the show together, and then you toured all of these different towns in an area, in a region, in a state. The straw hat circuit. Now, there are, I still think that there are pedigrees of that kind of performing that's taking place, but I am not as familiar with them now as I once was. But the summer stock syndrome that I'm talking about are the common misconceptions and the challenges that a lot of actors think about and that they associate with the summer theater. So I think there's some practical advice for overcoming those obstacles, those ideas that you might have had about summer theater. One is poor quality. A lot of people assume that because it's a summer theater, because it's done fast, that the production values are just not up to snuff, that it's sort of thrown together. Well, you know what? I have something to say about that. Right now, that is definitely not the case. Right now, what I'm seeing in summer theater is that there are a few less productions actually being done so that the quality of the work can improve. That has to do with budgets. That has to do with whether or not you're in a tourist area where people will be able to come to it or not. But theater's taking a little bit longer to get back since COVID. It's coming back, but it's kind of in a very odd pace, I must say. But please don't assume that the production values of these summer theaters are in poor quality. That's simply not the case. Now, next one. A lot of actors think that the credits from a summer project or summer theater don't count. Again, that's hogwash. That's ridiculous. The truth of the matter is, if you are in a production in which you are really right for the role you've been cast, if it's doing something for you, that's a castable credit for other productions of the same, you know, the same production, that counts. and those credits absolutely do count. Please don't forget that you're also working with other actors, you're also working with directors, producers, and these people have full-time jobs maybe in other areas. It's not just a summer thing. So it is worth your while to really take a look at the overall benefits that are available to you and not just the role that you get or that are playing. Stay open-minded, because I think you'll find that the credits absolutely do count. Because you know what? I've said this before, work begets work. A working actor always seems to find other opportunities more easily than actors who are out of work. Number three, a lot of people just assume that it's going to produce amateur results. Again, I think that's a mistake to think that way. I don't think that there are amateur results. I know from a lot of summer theaters that I'm familiar with, Oregon Shakespeare Festival, the Muni, the Guthrie, for example, is a theater that we also do a lot of casting for. So these theaters are doing really excellent first-rate professional productions. Those theaters have a vested interest in making sure that they provide the best quality talent they can for the productions that they are taking on. Number four, people often think that it's financially disappointing, that you really can't make a lot of money in summer theater. Now, there's some truth to that. Some summer theaters, you know, it's just room and board, like my experience at the Orleans Arena Theater in Cape Cod. Other times it can be okay money. It can be fairly decent, just depending upon the venue, depending upon how they've structured their theater program. They might not have huge budgets, so they can't afford. But if they could afford, they would. So just keep in mind that this is not necessarily for, you know, to be rich quickly. This is much more about the experience. This is much more about having some roles available to you that might not otherwise be available. So finally, disappointing, find out about housing. It's important to find out that if give you room and board and some kind of a stipend, does that work for you? Does that fit into your life? It might not. On the other hand, just don't shut the door and decide that it's not going to be worth your while until you've fully explored what is being offered. All right, let's talk about the thriving reasons for summer gigs. First of all, the role opportunities are great. This is a chance that you might be playing roles that you otherwise wouldn't get cast in other kinds of venues or productions. So think about that. It might be worthwhile to play a lead role in a small summer theater just because of the experience, just because of... just because of the experience. That's enough, isn't it? Number two, I don't want to diminish the connections that are possible by the people that you're working with, the directors, the other actors. There's all kinds of really great relationships that can grow out of this particular experience. I think being under pressure, for example, if you have 10 days to put a full-scale production on, the pressure, you know what? I might produce a little anxiety, but I'm telling you, it's so stimulating. If you knew you had 10 days from the first day of rehearsal till the first opening night, you have 10 days to put that production together, that kind of pressure is something like nothing else. I don't know of any other professional experience. But that pressure being stimulating like the way it is, I just think that that's so healthy. I think there's something so cool about putting yourself under that kind of pressure, because when you succeed, I tell you what, it's a great feeling. When you're able to open and really get your teeth into a role and really have a great time doing it, there's nothing better. I also want to say this additionally, it's just a great way to spend a summer. It really is. What I found it to be for me as a young actor was that I kind of let go of all of the other pressures that I put myself under in terms of being an adult and growing up and moving out of the house. It really was just a way to focus on me in this environment. So I can't recommend it more highly enough. It's really a great way to spend a summer. So the other thing that might be surprising to you, maybe you're scratching your head, is you might be saying to yourself, well, you know what? This is not like, I think a lot of the summer theaters are already cast. You know what? That might be true for some. That's not true for all. There are still roles being cast in many of the productions that we are doing right now. But additionally, some theaters are just getting underway. So this is an opportunity for you to really check out some of those theaters by going to those recommended resources that I mentioned a few moments ago. And really do find if there is something that just feels cool for you. Also, there's no reason why you couldn't make direct contact. Every one of those theaters has a person who is in charge of the casting. It might be a casting director. It might be an associate producer. It might be the artistic director of the theater. You just don't know, but it's up to you to find out. I know that, like popcorn in the microwave, actors are leaving and coming back and they're committing to a show and then they're pulling out. There's all kinds of stuff that's changing that just might offer you a way to get into that theater. So think about that. All right, there you have it. I think it's a pretty comprehensive guide to what I call seize the spotlight in the world of summer theater. Now listen, whether you're a seasoned pro or a fresh-faced newcomer, I don't think there's ever been a better time to dive headfirst into the exhilarating world of summer theater. So pack your bags, polish up your monologues, and get ready to shine. Thank you for joining me on Casting Actors Cast. Until then, break a leg.
Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.